Whole genre thing.
Oh.
A piece of poor girl that married him. And all that kind of stuff.
Now, to a little child, you would say, you could, when they were naughty, you'd give them a...
And a spanking? Punish them?
When your boys got up a little bigger, maybe you'd give them a what, you'd say? We'll give you a
whipping or a spanking or something like that?
Yeah.
I gave my boy one spanking that I remember.
Hmm.
And never had no trouble with him. We raised him just like it was a dream. Never in no trouble. If there'd be a bunch of kids outside, you know, playing, and one of them would start something, maybe we'll go to fighting or something, you know, and naturally one ain't gonna tell on the other one. You could ask my boy, and my boy, they called Junior, and the Junior who started it and all that kind of stuff, and he was gonna tell him. He'd tell him. Because he never did go for all that kind of stuff, you know. He'd get out there and play with him for that, but he never was a troublemaker. Like some kids do, you know, they'd look for it. Never did hear him use the profane language until he got out of service. He used it one time, I don't know, he picked it up from somewhere, and he was a little kid. And he was just in reach enough for my wife to catch him. Mm. And boy, when he turned loose that wood, my wife just hauled off and hit him on the mouth. Whatever it. And boy, he'd raised the devil with me. I was working on tugboats and all that on the water, and you know how it is, a bunch of sailors, and you hear it. And I'd come home, and man, something wouldn't work just right. Man, I'd cut loose, and boy, he'd get on me then. he'll still do it right now. Come aggravate me. He had to laugh just before we left over here. I got outside, and when I got outside, I opened the door. I looked and I saw that cow over there in his garden. And I had tied the cow outside. And I thought the cow had opened the gate, and I knew he had some bean planted in there, and boy, I started raising cane. And he was over there, he was tying it to a tree over there. He had brought it in there to eat the grass, and he had to laugh. He said, "I'm over here, I got that cow in here." Little cow been contrary here lately with me. Last night, I had trouble with her. She wouldn't listen. Boy, when I saw her in there while I was there, man, it burned me up. I just knew she had already eaten all the beans and everything he had planted. He had to laugh.
Now, Junior is bigger than you are, isn't he? He takes
on my daddy's side. They was all big fellas. Tall, 6-footers. And on my mother's side, it was all short ones. When Junior was a kid, I wish I had a picture of him that I could show you. He was short and stout. And we thought he was going to be like my wife's daddy, my father-in-law. We always figured he was going to be short, you know, boy. He stayed like that and started going to school, and first thing you know, he was in high school, and boy, he started growing all of a sudden, and God almighty, he was like a bean pole and skinny. Good God almighty. Boy, he was skinny. He looked like somebody was going to die with TB. And he was going to high school. First thing you know, man, he started gaining. We always thought he was going to be short.